Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is name. N-A-M-E.
Training.
You bet your life.
It's Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America, who invite you to see and drive the delightful, the lovely DeSoto for 1956.
The time has come. It's very clear. The car you wanted is really here. It's delightful. It's a lovely. It's DeSoto. You understand the reasons why. For once you drive it, you want to buy. It's delightful. It's a lovely. It's DeSoto.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Nothing to shout about. They're a dime a dozen. Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples, and if any of them say the secret word, the duck will come down and pay him each $50.50. George, who's first?
Groucho, this is Sylvia Thompson and her partner Ben Zeppa are waiting to talk to you. Mrs. Thompson is a housewife and Ben is a schoolboy. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and you'll divide $101. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Let's see. Sylvia Thompson and Ben Zeppa, eh? Hey, you make quite a combination. Sylvia, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1" in my stocking feet and almost 6'4" in the heels.
Oh. Are you married, Sylvia?
Yes, I am.
How tall is your husband?
He's 6'6" in his stocking feet.
No. Would you all walk around in your stocking feet?
Sure.
Would you wear any shoes at all in your house?
No, heavens no.
Well, together you're 13 feet, huh?
Yeah.
Just about. Well, that's an advantage. At least you're never short at the end of the month like most married couples. Your name is Ben Gazzara?
Who?
Ben Gazzara, is that the name?
No, Ben Zeppo.
Ben Zeppo, eh? That's my brother, Zeppo. You're not my brother, are you?
My name's Ben Zeppo.
You say the secret word, Ben Zeppo. So you and your partner each get $50.50. There you are, and you'll get the 50 cents later. We just don't have any change. See, it used to be $100 for the secret word. Now it's $101 on account of the other shows giving away such huge sums. No, this is true. We have increased the amount. Because we don't take a back seat for anybody. Right? How old are you, Ben?
13.
You know, I never was 13 years old. I was 12 once. In fact, I was 12 for about 8 years. In fact, all the brothers were. When we used to travel in Baltimore, if you were 12 or under, then you went on half fare on the railroad train. And for years, we traveled this way. I remember once, my mother used to travel with us then. We didn't need her, but she thought we did. Eh? And the conductor came along and asked for the tickets, and she gave him 4 half fare tickets. And he says, "Where are the kids?" And she said, "Well, they're on the train someplace." And he looked in the washroom, and Harper was shaving in there. This is true. And the other two boys were in the baggage car shooting dice. And I was making a play for a dame across the aisle. The conductor come back and says, "Mrs. Marks, if these kids of yours are under 12, I'm too young to be running this train," and he jumped off at the next station. So, actually, how old are you, Ben?
13.
You're sticking to that story, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any brothers and sisters? Now, talk slowly so I can get this story later.
I have
3
brothers. And...
Talk slower.
I have 3 brothers and one...
Okay, speed it up.
I have 3 brothers and 1 sister.
Oh. How do you get along with your brothers and sisters?
Okay, all except for my little brother, six, Jimmy. I tell him to come in the house, and I go and get him, and he won't come, so I hit him. He starts crying, and he comes to my mother, and my mother gives me heck, so if I don't get him, I get heck, and if I get him, I get heck.
Well, do you always have to get him? Isn't there any of the other brothers that could get him?
No, I'm the only one that can
handle
him.
Oh, well, you're the only one that can handle him, huh? Well, you have to realize Jimmy's just a baby. You should never hit a little kid like that. The thing to do is to disintegrate him with a ray gun. Well, you're a charming couple, and I hope you both make a lot of money tonight, because right now we're going to play You Bet Your Life. Now, you selected the musical category, and these are all top tunes of the last 20 years. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what do you want to start with? 10, 20, 50, all the way to 100.
100.
Now, this song was written in 1936, but it became very popular in 44. Let's see if you can remember it. Play, Jack. You don't know, guess. I'll give you a hint. It's not My Country's Fair today. It's Poinciana.
You lost half your $100. You still have $50.
What are you going to go for?
90.
Originally, this was an old sea shanty, and that became a big hit when a new set of lyrics were added. You tell me the name of it. Okay, Jack.
Bell Bottom Trout.
That is right. And you now have $140.
Right.
Now what are you going to go for? 80, 50, 30?
80.
$80. This song was written by Ray Noble. Now you give me the title of it. What is it?
The Very Thought of You.
The Very Thought of You is absolutely on the button. Huh?
You now have $220.
Now, it's your last chance to beat the other couples. What are you going to go for? $70? $70. This novelty song was a big hit a few years ago. Let's see if you can identify it. Play, Jack.
How much is that doggy in the window?
As you ought to be ashamed to take the money, Ben. That's a pretty easy question for $70.
And you wind up with $290.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Now, here's Peggy Taylor.
The time has come, very clear. The car you want is really here. It's delightful, it's a lovely, it's a sort of...
Yes, it's delightful to drive. And DeSoto's tremendous new takeoff power is an important reason why. With 255 horsepower, DeSoto's great new high-compression V8 engines give you the reserve power and the lightning acceleration you want for thrilling driving, that you need for safer driving in this super highway age. Tomorrow, test drive the great new DeSoto and see for yourself what its tremendous takeoff power can mean to you. And we dare you to compare DeSoto with the cars priced $2,000 higher. Compare it on performance and every point, even though DeSoto is only a medium-priced car. And right now, because DeSoto sales have already doubled last year's, your DeSoto Plymouth dealer can offer you a terrific deal. For the best buy of 1956 and a magnificent Christmas gift for the whole family, drive and price a DeSoto.
You'll understand the reasons why. For once you drive it, you want to buy. It's delightful, it's a lovely, it's a song.
Well, Groucho, just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Robert McLeod to be on the show tonight, and his partner is Mrs. Pearl Money. Folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $101. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Pearl Money and Robert, what is it?
McLeod.
McLeod, huh? Oh. Mrs. Money, last time I saw you, you were in my wallet. Where are you from?
Saddlersville, Tennessee.
Where?
Saddlersville, Tennessee.
Saddlersville? You're from the Saddle, huh? And you're actually Confederate money, huh? I'm sorry, Phil. I just couldn't help it. That joke was burning a hole in my pocket. Well, no more jokes about money. Enough is enough. Mr. McLeod, where are you from? Sweden?
No, I'm from a place called Queen's Park, which is in the west side of Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh. How tall are you, Scotty?
I'm 5 foot, though, sir.
Oh. Well, where do you work?
I'm at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in the Red Lion Bar.
The Red Lion Bar?
The Red Lion Bar.
What do you do there? Do you serve short beers?
No, I'm a bartender, but I sort of think of myself as a practitioner, you know? Take the beefs about the wives and this and that and everything, you know?
How do you think? Suppose it'll be pretty swanky at that hotel, isn't it? Is there anything outstanding about your bar besides the price?
Well, the most popular feature I find in the room is during the daytime when you can see out into the swimming pool and cabana area. We have one window that goes the whole length of the room.
Mm-hmm. This is what they call a picture window.
A picture window, mm-hmm. And very beautifully done. Mm-hmm. And of course you can see out the window and see the girls lying at the bathing pool and sunning themselves. And well, they use your own imagination after that, you know.
Are you married?
No, thank you. I'm happy.
Well, who's saving the customers while you're over there with your nose? With your nose pressed against that picture window. What's the favorite drink in your bar? A peeping Tom Collins?
No.
Now, Pearl, you're married?
Yes.
How did you meet your husband, Mr. Money?
I went into a restaurant to get some information, and he was sitting on a stool talking to another gentleman in reference to what he was going to have to learn when he went into the Army. So he asked...
Was it the barroom?
No, it was just a regular restaurant.
Uh-huh. He was going in the Army and he wasn't in a barroom?
No, he probably had been before he got there because he had a...
cut
on over his eye, and his eye was bleeding. And,
he was bleeding over the eye?
Yes. And I asked him if he would like me to drive him to a doctor. And
you were
sure.
Single at the time, huh?
Yes.
And you were on the prowl then?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. You were. How long after this did you nail him?
Well, the next day.
You were a shy little thing, weren't you? I've heard of speedy marriages, but this must set a record of some kind. Weren't you a little worried about the consequences of this hasty decision?
I sure was. I didn't have time to tell him I'd had 3 children by a former marriage.
Well, it was a bad week for this fellow, wasn't it? First he gets a crack on his skull, then he gets married, and then the next day he finds out he's the father of 3 children. All in 2 days. What kind of work does your husband do now?
We do tree service work.
Tree service?
Yes.
What kind of a business is that?
Well, we top and trim and remove trees. And by the way, our location is 332 Southwestern. Not a tree service.
Oh. Well, I remember that, in case I want anything removed in my house. Like some relatives, huh? Do the children love their newfound father?
Oh, yes, very much.
How old are the kids?
Well, the oldest one is 23, and the next one's 22, and the next one's 21, and the next one's 5, and the next one's 4.
Oh, there have been some new bushes since then. Well, keep it up, Pearl, because if there's one thing we need out here is more population. Well, I'd like to go on with this chat, but the time has come to play your bet your life. You both know how to play this game?
Yes, sir.
In the race for the $2,000, the first couple won $290, and the secret word is name.
You've selected a thumbnail movie quiz. Pearl, I'll give you a brief synopsis of some of the most famous movies of all time, and you give me the title of the movie. Now, what do you want to start with? 10, 20, 50, 100? What?
We'll try $50.
$50. My brothers and I made a picture in which practically the whole cast was crowded into a small stateroom in one scene. What was the name of this movie?
seven brides and seven brothers.
That would have been a much better title, but it happened to be a night at the opera. Now what are you going to try?
You have $50 left from the 100.
We'll take 60.
60. In 1934, both Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable won Academy Awards for their parts in a Frank Capra comedy. Can you tell me the name of it?
It happened one night.
What was that?
It happened one night.
That's right. It happened one night.
You now have $110.
Oh, what are you going to try?
We'll try for 100, Judge.
100. In 1928, Buddy Rogers, Clara Bow, and Richard Arlen starred in the first big picture about World War I flyers. What was the name of this picture?
We Fly Wings?
Hell's Angels.
No, that's very nice, but you're both wrong. Huh? It was Wings.
You now have $55.
All right, you still got a chance. Now, what are you going to go for? Little ones are easy.
We'll go for 80, Groucho.
80. In 1942, Greer Garson, that's a country woman of yours, and Walter Pidgeon starred in a movie about an English family during World War II. What was the name of this picture?
Mrs. Miniver.
That's right. Mrs. Miniver's right.
And you wind up with $135.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Groucho, we have a couple of special guests for you now. Mrs. Vinnie Dick, who is a housewife, and her partner, the world's top-ranking professional tennis player, Pancho Gonzalez. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. Say the secret word and divide $101. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Pancho, give me five.
All right.
Glad to see you.
Nice to see you.
And you're Mrs. Vinnie Dick, eh? Vinnie, shake hands with the world's best tennis player.
Hello, Pancho.
The only man in the world who has a better racket than I have. Pancho, I'll get around to you in a minute, but first I'd like to get better acquainted with Minnie. Or Vinny. Are you a native Californian, Vinny?
No, I was born in St. James, Missouri.
And do you live in Missouri now?
No, I'm a resident of Liberal, Kansas now.
Liberal, Kansas?
Liberal.
Just how liberal is it, Vinny?
Well, it's a city situated in the southwestern part of Kansas,
uh-huh.
An extreme southwestern part, on the at the junction of highways U.S. 54 and 83.
How big is this town?
It's a city of about 10,000.
Mm. Pancho, I'll get back to you, Vinny, but let's find out something about you. I know a lot about you, but let us find out some more. Where are you from, Pancho?
Oh, I'm right here from Los Angeles.
You're a young, good-looking champ, Pancho. I'm sure you must be besieged by pretty girls. How does your wife feel about you playing a harmless game like tennis with beautiful babes in shorts? You know, mixed doubles.
No, I don't play mixed doubles.
You don't play mixed doubles?
No.
Not even on the court?
No, they're bad for my tennis. My wife knows that.
Well, what have you got against girls?
Nothing, just they're bad for my tennis.
Well, you stick to your racket and I'll stick to mine. Is there as much money in professional tennis as there is in amateur tennis?
Well, I think there's a little more, but by the time income tax gets to us, they beat us.
You might just as well be playing Seabright and Forest Hills, right?
That's right, yes.
Why are you the best tennis player in the world?
I
know Kramer's getting fat, but...
Well, he's getting fat in more ways than one.
Yeah. You don't mean up here, huh?
Oh, no, that's easy to say. I think I've just been fortunate to play well during the championships, and I've won them.
You're just wonderful to watch.
Thank you.
Are you interested in tennis, Benny?
No, I'm just interested in pancake racing.
In Pancho racing? You want to race him?
Pancake
racing?
Yeah.
I've never seen a pancake race. I've seen a waffle iron.
Well, this is a little different.
What is a pancake race?
Pancake race is where the women race down the street 415 yards carrying a skillet with a pancake flipping it three times.
Flipping it in the air?
Yeah.
How high do they flip it?
Well, it all depends, just so long as they get it turned over.
Why don't they run with stakes? I saw a stake race at Santa Anita last year. I sat in the grandstand licking my chaps when my heart came down. Well, this is a whole new world that you're opening up here, Benny. Is this craze for pancake racing strictly a liberal affair?
No, it's international.
This craze is sweeping the country.
It's international.
Imagine sweeping the country with a pancake. It's an international race?
Yes.
What other countries compete against it?
Only England.
Oh.
And liberal Kansas.
What?
Liberal Kansas and only England.
This small town of 10,000 people competes against the British Empire?
Only.
You have a race between Kansas and England?
Yes.
Don't the pancakes get soggy when you're crossing the Atlantic? You'll have to explain this if it's possible.
Well, the Liberal Kansas has a race course. It is a 415-yard S-shaped course racing down the main street of town. And the
they
women...
They have a town called Liberal, too, in England?
Only.
Only Liberal?
Only England and Liberal Kansas.
Only England and Liberal. The
only is a little village in...
Oh, only is a village over
in
there.
In England.
Oh, I see.
The times are compared by transatlantic telephone call after the race has been run.
Well, who's ahead now, England or Liberal?
It's even now, 3-3.
I looked in the Wall Street Journal. It wasn't in there this morning.
It started in...
It just said I was wiped out and free of my stocks. But there wasn't any mention of your pancakes at all.
Well, it's an old sport in England.
Well,
in fact,
I'm an old sport here, but that doesn't...
It's over 500 years old in England.
Well, I'm not quite that old, but I'm moving along rapidly, so... How have you made out in this international flapjack race?
I have won the American in 3 times, and I have won the international twice.
Well, I want to congratulate you. I'm surrounded by world champions tonight. Huh? Pancho, how do you feel standing next to a world champion?
I feel pretty good.
You've got more syrup than her pancakes. How fast was your time in these races, Benny?
I hold the world's record of 1:05.1.
That's fantastic. You must be grease lightning out there in the track. Have you ever thought of entering the Olympics?
I seriously considered it. However, I am considered pro because I have accepted $350 prize money for running the race.
I'm sorry to hear that. Without you on our team, the U.S. is certainly going to get flattened in the pancake race.
Well, this has been interesting talking to you two, and I'd like to go on, but the time has come to play you about your life.
If you win anything, of course, we pay you off in pancakes. Now, you selected small towns and cities of the United States. You've done a lot of touring, Pancho. You ought to be pretty good at this.
In the race for the $2,000, the first couple still leads with $290.
I'll list 6 cities and towns all on the same state, and you tell me in what state they're located. What do you want to start with?
90.
One answer between.
100?
100? You're in the finals already, huh?
Well, that's my boss over here. Oh, yeah.
All right, what state are these towns and cities in? Green Cove Springs, Dade City, D-A-D-E, Fort Myers, St. Augustine, Live Oak, and D-Land.
Florida?
Florida is right.
Thank you. You'll now have $200.
Florida. Well, now what are you going to go for?
90?
Here are the towns and cities. Vicksburg, Rolling Fork, Yazoo City, Natchez, Belzoni, and Wiggins. What state are they in? Vicksburg, Rolling Fork, Yazoo City, Natchez, Belzoni, and Wiggins.
Massachusetts?
No, you're quite a ways off. It's Mississippi.
Well, you're back to your start. You still have $100.
You know, if Mississippi asked Missouri for her New Jersey, what would Delaware? Idaho, Alaska. That's what we used to say in school. And until I go back to school, I'm never going to repeat that again. What are you going to go for, Panch?
The 80, no, I guess.
Panch, what state are all these towns and cities in? Crown Point, Red Key, Rising Sun, Tell City, Kokomo, and Angola.
Indiana.
Back home again in Indiana is right.
And you now have $180.
Last chance to beat the other couple. 70. Here are the towns and cities. Bonner's Ferry, Soda Springs, Moscow, Boise, Blackfoot, and Jerome. What is the state?
Idaho.
Idaho is right.
And you wind up with $250.
Well, thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Thank you.
And that means that Mrs. Thompson and Ben Zeppa with $290 in just 1 minute get the chance at the $2,000 question. There's no thrill like the thrill of doing something yourself. Well, that's especially true when it comes to driving the delightful, the lovely DeSoto for 1956. I can tell you what it's like, but you've got to get behind the wheel yourself to really know what fun it is to drive with DeSoto's sensational push-button driving, full-time power steering and power brakes, to feel the lightning acceleration of its great new high-compression V8 engines. Tomorrow, drive the new DeSoto yourself. We dare you to compare the medium-priced DeSoto with cars priced $2,000 higher. Compare DeSoto with the most expensive cars on every point. See how good it really is for so much less. And there never was a better time to move up to DeSoto than right now. Right now, your DeSoto Plymouth dealer can give you the best deal ever because his sales have already doubled last year's. Don't miss this opportunity. For the best buy of 56 and a magnificent Christmas gift for the whole family, drive and price a DeSoto.
You understand why, for once you drive it, you want to buy it. It's delightful, it's the loveliest, it's the DeSoto.
And here's the winning couple, Groucho, Mrs. Thompson and Ben Zeppa, all set for the $2,000 question.
Here it is. Captain James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands in 1778. For $2,000, what name did Captain Cook give to the Hawaiian Islands? What's the answer you two have decided upon?
I don't know if this
well,
is
right. What?
Bahamas?
No, you're wrong. It's the Sandwich Islands.
Ooh.
So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, they lost the big money. How much did they win the quiz?
$290 in the quiz.
And didn't they win the secret quiz?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, how much is that total now?
$390.
No, what about the $1, Joe?
Oh, I've forgotten about that. $391.
That's better, Joe. Well, congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $2,500. Don't miss the Chrysler Corporation's big TV show on another network. And don't forget Groucho's television show, brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. We invite you to visit your neighborhood showroom tomorrow to see and drive the delightful, the lovely DeSoto for 1956.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, it's delightful, it's the lovely, it's the DeSoto.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Whether you're walking or driving, darkness is a signal to proceed with care and be more alert. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fetterman signing off for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces throughout the world.